Oh, I gave a whole show on that. It was when I get to my own swag, when I gave my son-in-law his watch, so there was a big tumult and brisk about this. Because all the watches now are that way. Even the battery operated, they get charged, it seems, when you... Right? The new watches are all... No, I'm saying there's very few watches that when you wear, it's not doing something. I'm not in that league. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we had a very difficult sugya. I also apologize about last week. I had full anticipation until the last minute to give shir. I came in the morning, I had no voice, but I figured, okay, I'm going to make it. And then nothing came out. Very difficult sugya we had the week before. This whole avir sugya. So let's try today to come to maskon in that sugya. So let's quickly just read through the sugya. From the top of the Amud, the bottom actually starts on the bottom of Amud Beis, Amud Chizm, Amud Yirmi, Amud Habe, starts from Chofay Amud Aleph. HaShoychet, Tzorach Sheyitein Voridin L'Teich HaKli. The Shoychet has to put the Voridin, the veins of the neck where the blood is exerting, is coming out of, L'Teich HaKli, into the Kli, that you're being makabel the blood from. We spent some time last week explaining that this is difficult, the metzias is difficult, because how do you put the veins into the kli before you shecht it? So there's a various deus in this. Rashi says clearly, if you look at Rashi, he doesn't seem to say that you do it before, after you shecht. That's the mashmois of Rashi. But the Lashon HaRambam is mashma, you actually put the veridin in the kli, you know, in the kli mamish, meaning Rashi learns you just shecht it right in a way that the veridin are right on top of the kli, meaning that there's no space between the end of the shechita and the kli. It should go directly into the kli. The Rambam actually says you put the veridin, you hang them into the kli itself. There's a kula and a chumra on both sides. Rashi is a chumra, because Rashi seems to learn that this is midin damapah. Meaning, all the halachas we had earlier, why nishpach is possible, this is like a super duper chumra onto nishpach. Nishpach was possible because you have to makabel from the neck. So Rashi is learning that this memra that requires veridin is a higher level of damapah. Meaning, damapah has to go right into the kli. There can't be airspace between the neck and the kli. That seems to be Rashi's mahalach. So, in a way, it's a kula and a chumra. Rashi's more mekel than the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to say you have to put the veins into the kli. Right? Rashi doesn't require that. Rashi just requires flush with the vogidin. But the chumra of the Rashi over the Rambam is that the Rambam only requires it, seems to be a chumra. He says, because that way you'll get all the blood. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Kadesh Yikabal is Kol Adam. Now, if that's the reason, that's not Makif. Because we already learned on Amud Aleph that you don't have to be Makabal all the blood. Right? You don't have to Makabal all the blood. If some of the blood is Nishpach, as long as there's enough Kadesh Rika, you could be Makayim the Mitzvah. So I'm saying is it's the way the Rambam is learning L'chayr, it comes out of Kula, that the din is not Makif. And according to Rashi, it comes out of Chumra, that it is Makif, but there's a Kula, that it doesn't have to be, the Veridin don't have to be in the Kli, they could be above the Kli.
Maybe they're both the same. Maybe you could say that it's only talking about Dama Kula. In other words,
no, what I'm saying is the Rambam requires you to take the Veridin, at least that's the way he reads, and put them inside the kli. It's not enough that it should be flush with the top of the kli. And Rashi doesn't require that. Rashi just says there shouldn't be space between the shechita and the veridin and the kli. It doesn't have to go into the kli. That's all I'm saying. The Rambam, but again, the Rambam's requirement is seems to be not ma'akev, because it's only so the blood, you should get all the blood. And Rashi seems to be saying in the Al Tamapa. I will tell you of the Evan Ozel here on the Rambam and Perek Dalet. Rabbi Zalman, he wants to learn that even according to Rashi, it's not Makif. It's only Lechatchila. Because if you look at Rashi's Lashon, just look at the Diak in Rashi's Lashon. Rashi says, Dinahavi Kabbalah Mehapar Shapir. You see Rashi? Dinahavi Kabbalah Mehapar Shapir. So it's sound, by the fact that Rashi added those words Shapir, so Rabbi Zalman Meltzer says that Rashi is saying it's not Makif. It's a better form of Minapar. Meaning, there's a din, you should be Makabal directly from the neck. And therefore make it as much as possible directly from the neck. Limit the distance from the... But what basically, Evan Ozel is saying that even according to Rashi, it's not Makif. In other words, Rashi is not learning according to Rav Chisda that it's Makif. That's what the Evan Ozel... Again, because Rashi used the word Shapir, is Muchach, according to the Rav Zalman, that's not Makif. Itmar Nami... Now this could work either way, either however pshat you want to learn. The Rashi learns avir, it has to see the avir akli, meaning it should be directly above the kli. Meaning the varidim, the veins where the blood is coming out of, shouldn't be looking at anything but the kli. How do you do that? By flush. If it's flush, if it's not flush, it's looking at the avir around the kli. It's flush with the kli. Okay. Now we again, the Evan Ozel's medayik that the Rambam is choylik because he says the Rambam says tzorach sheyiten avridim l'toich hakli l'choy tfanis hakli. Okay. Now again, it's unlikely to say that there's really a machlokes Rambam and Rashi. When the Rambam says the varidim should be in the kli tzorach sheyiten, he could also mean nothing more than Rashi and just how do you make sure that there's no airspace between the varidim and the kli by putting them in, right? If somebody tells you have A and B, you want to make sure there's no airspace between A and B. So put it in, and there's no airspace between them. So the Rambam could be only saying nothing more than a mechanical suggestion to mechanically do this properly, put the varidim into the kli. Doesn't mean that there's a lamdash machlekes between Rashi, especially the way the Evan Ozel is learning Rashi. The Evan Ozel is saying that even according to Rashi, it's really... it's only a lechatchila. Yeah. So the Rambam, you could also learn that way. I don't see that it's so shvetl in the Rambam that way. But now we have the next part of the sugi is what we can't get our heads around here. Boy minei ravasi mei rabbi yechon. Hoya mekabel v'nifchesu shulei hamizrok. You're being mekabel the blood from the behem, and now the floor, the bottom of the kli, dropped out. Stranger Kimter, the Baron Leib Steinemann, and his Schwitzer's in his sefer on this sugya, he says he doesn't even know get the metzias. He says he's talking about a metal kli. He's trying to envision the metzias of this. And then while the blood is coming down, all of a sudden the bottom, it's almost like a Maisik Shofim. Well, what happened? So he stops, says he doesn't know. He in his sefer, Elis HaShacha, he says, I don't understand the metzias. But more than that, he says, well, you're not allowed to have two pieces. It has to be shalom, yeah. It's miksha. So he says here, yeah, but that's what he's saying. It's in mid-air, after you shechted the behemoth, the kli is in your hand, all of a sudden the bottom of the kli fell down. Okay, anyway, That's not the issue, okay? It's clearly, the Gemara is saying a hypothetical thing because the Gemara wants to know the lumdus of the shayla. But he says like this. He says, by the way, if any of you can get a hold of this sefer, it's very kedai. The Elis HaShachar and Zvachim is just, I'm sure you notice we don't go a day without it. But it's Moiridik. Moiridik is sefer. They have three chalokim on Zvachim. But it's a great sefer. Anyway, see, he says like this. First, he says he doesn't understand the Messias. Okay. V'nifchasu shulei, he says, Kol anidin, he says, is a strange thing. Hametzias ktsas kosher. Echi tochen she mizrik she osi mimatches nifchas meyatzmai. Okay, anyway, but his main question that he asks here, I think, is a plea. For some reason, the Kadmonim don't ask this question. He says, where is the Gemara coming from? Why in the world would the Gemara think that this is good? You never had a Kabbalah's dam. What? In other words, where is the Gemara coming from? Where is the Gemara Bechlal coming from that this should be good? You have to makabel the blood. The Kohen shechted the animal. The blood is in mid-air. The kli breaks. The blood goes on the floor. Why would the Gemara have a tzad that this is good? No. No, it never fell into the kli and the whole... It's not a kli anymore. Everybody learns the sugi the same way. The shaila is, what's going on? Forget, the Briska Rav is bothered that even after it got into the kli, why is it so posh? It seems from the Gemara that if the blood went into the kli, but didn't land on the bottom, then it's zichagud. Then it's zichagud, there's no shaila. The Briska Rav says, I don't know why that's so posh. When you put a mincha, you have to put it into the defnei kli. The Gemara even has a shaila if you take a mincha, and instead of putting it on the bottom, you push it against the walls of the kli. That's good enough. So the Briska Rav doesn't understand even why if the blood went into the kli, and then it broke before the blood landed on the bottom, that should be kosher. Fine, but that's a step two. But here we're talking about nothing. We'll get to klut in a minute. Here you have nothing. You're holding a kli. The kli, the blood is coming out, and the bottom of the kli breaks. What's the havamina? It should be havamina. It should be good. Right? I understand, but you want makabel. You want makabel. It's no different than if you weren't zayrik. What would be if somebody spritzed the blood and the mizbech broke? And the blood ended up not going on the mizbech. Is there any gemara in Zvachim that has a shaila whether that zrika is good? No. No. There's no mizbech. Yeah? Somebody spritzes the blood and a wind comes and blows the blood away. Never goes to the mizbech. He's just saying, mehechateisen. Yesh lahayin. He says, mehechateisen is chadish misvara. Da'afilu ein seifil anuch, kemunuch dami. Then he goes further. He says, da'afilu ein seifil anuch gamke. The Gemara is saying, what's the halacha here? Since now we realize that the blood was never oimit to land. Right? Now we realize... That was never oimit to land. It's not like another ma'aseh happened. The kli just broke. So now we realize that the blood was never going to land. So the Gemara's a shaila, is it called like a land? Vayis tachoyis from the Gemara, that if the blood was going to land, zichah would be good. Mechtesa. He says, even if it was going to land, who says it's good? He says, va'afilu b'soif v'lenuch gam kein, eich misvaros atzmeinu nuchal hamtzi dinim lo'im akavim munach dami. He says, maybe the Gemara is clearing whether it's such a halacha, Moshe Misina, I will not name a halacha because of it. I will tell you, Mehecha Tesa, Shiyala, Ladas, Shiyesh, Halacha, Lechadish, Chidish, Godel, the Masha, Eni, Bimetzias, Havi, Kamoishu, Bimetzias. He doesn't answer this shit, this kasha. But I mean, it's a bomb kasha. Where is the Gemara coming from? You never made a Kabbalah. You never did anything. What's the Gemara's halacha? I mean, why should this be good? No, we're accomplishing that there's a Kabbalah. Now you could go take the blood off the floor. Tremendous accomplishing. The Korban is kosher. The Gemara now is being done that in this case, where the bottom of the kli broke and all the blood went all over the Azorah, now you could go there, gather the blood from the floor, and spritz it. This is a huge thing. The Gemara said there was a Kabbalah. It's not a volume. So the Gemara says, Avish ain't sefer lenuach kemunach dami? I like kemunach dami. Is it not kemunach dami?
Maybe that one
Yeah. That's enough. The Gemara is saying, even though ultimately it didn't, and even though now we know that it was never going to. Because nothing happened. It had a kli on its own. It fell apart. Right? Exactly. You started to do it. Good intentions. Good intentions. So where in Kotshim do you have such a thing? The guy had good intentions. He took out the sock and to do his shechita, but the shechita didn't work out. The dam has no kedusha till it goes into the kli. Why? Why should that be good? All he's saying is a simple thing. Where is the Gemara? Rav Aaron Leib is just saying, where in the world is the Gemara coming from? Why would you think? Why would you? He's saying further. He's saying even if the kli didn't break, right? Which is what the Chazon Ish talks about. Chazon Ish talks about what happens if the blood left the neck of the animal, started going down, and you had one, you're holding one kli, and another kli comes with another kli, grabs it. Right? Chazon Ish talks about that case. Is that called Ein Sefer L'Nuch? Well, that's better because the kli didn't break, so the first kli was able to be'etzem, be mekabel the blood. But Rav Aaron Leib is saying, I don't care. He's saying, even if it would be Sefer, the Gemara is saying, well, here it's worse because it's Ein Sefer L'Nuch. Because now we see that even though you want it to be makabel, it never was going to happen. And the Gemara Shilas, maybe even so, it's called like it happened already. It's maybe so. He's saying, even if the kli didn't break, it shouldn't be like it happened already. That's why Baron Leib is saying, I don't know where the Gemara is coming from, Bechlal. Where are we? This is Mars. To me, it was a pillar of Baron Leib is the first one to ask this question. It's like Mars. Well, where is the Gemara coming from? Now again, if there would be such a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that once the blood goes out of the neck and you're standing on the bottom with a kli, with the tefillah in your heart that there should be a kabbalah, it's malani aleichem kilu asoy. Fine. So then we could go and try and understand the lumdus behind how it works. But there is no such halacha. That Rav Aaron Leib is saying, if there would be such a halacha, fine. But there is no such halacha. So the Gemara is clearing if there is such a halacha. That's what he's saying. He said, because for sure you would need a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai for such a halacha. So he's saying, basically, the Gemara is clearing that maybe there was a Messiah that Avir Shein Sefer L'Nuch K'munuchtam. He's saying, why would the Gemara clare such a thing? I know what the Gemara says. He's saying Mehechtesa, so you're saying Mehechtesa.
Why is it so hard to understand?
What's so hard to understand?
That you fulfilled part of the mitzvah. Kabbalah said that. What
part did you fulfill?
Picking up a kli, moving towards the dam, having machshava to do it, and then it turned out.
That's gorgeous. Everything's gorgeous. You took out a tabas out of your pocket. You put it, you prepared it to give it to the kala. You even said, and then the ring dropped, it fell down the sewer, and it's gone. So, Ladas Yehuda, there should be a shayla in the Morgidushin. Boy, mine. Mau, lokach tabas lakadsho. Mekudesh yasein mekudesh. Is that what you're saying? That makes sense to you, my friend? I'm asking you. That makes sense to you? You're just saying it because, whatever. Rav Aaron Leib is saying Mechatesa. So you're saying you hear why it should be there's such a Shiloh? What if such Shiloh would exist, Shas would be five times the size. I hear personally by Kabbalah Saddam, this is as zero as you can get, in my opinion. This is like zero, zero, because the whole idea is to be Makabal the blood. The whole idea is to be Makabal the blood. You were never Makabal the blood. You wanted to, you'd like to, you took out a kli. This is all, in my mind, this is all a hechsher mitzvah. All you did so far was a hechsher mitzvah. There's no even, I want to ask you a different shaila, Yehuda. I want to ask you a different shaila. What would be if a goy, not only not a kohen, a goy was in the Azor, and this was his job, to pick up kelim, to give it to the kohanim so they shouldn't have to schlep. And you're not listening to what I say? To pick up the klisharas and give it to the kohen, so the kohen should be makabel the blood from the man. That would stare. I totally disagree. You can have a kitchen guy working in the Azoyah. Avada would be a bizoyan. You could have a shegetz that he picks up the knives, he gives the client the knives, he gives the client the klishons. The client doesn't have to be busy picking, schlepping things up. We give him everything. That's a hechshel mitzvah. That's not a chelik of the avoida. The avoida is kabbalas adam.
But you're assuming kabbalas adam means that it hits the bottom.
I'm assuming it means what it's translated in a dictionary. What does kabbalas adam mean? You translate it. You translate Kabbal Saddam. You want to say like Yehuda? Kabbal Saddam means wanting to accept. You're saying Kabbal Saddam means wanting to accept blood? That's the way you... Please don't write dictionaries. That's the way your dictionary would say. I'm asking you. Zev Cain wrote the Cain dictionary. Kabbalah Saddam. Don't give me your hands and everything. Translate it. Kabbal Saddam, please, Zev, translate it.
Kabbal Saddam is wherever it is.
I'm asking a dictionary. And now you're starting. Dictionary. Kabbal Saddam. Translate those words.
Within the confines of the
king. That's what Kabbal Saddam means? What does Kabbal Saddam mean? Receive accepting the blood. Accepting the blood. I didn't say the bottom of the kli. I said accepting the blood. Now, taking the kli is the intention to accept the blood. Picking the kli up is accepting the blood. You want to clear when the blood got into the walls of the kli, if it's already called accepted? Granted, you could clear such a shaila. The Brisker of holds that's also not pashut, because he says, look by a mincha. You also need kabbalas hakli, and if you put it on the side, the gemara has a shaila. That's good. If you take a mincha, the kli is not broken. The kli is whole. You stick it in and you put it on the side of the kli. The gemara has a shaila. If that works by a mincha. Oh, so you say munach means on the bottom. So you want sefer lenuch. Fine. So now you could say that once the blood entered the kli, that's already called accepted. Because Kabbalah Saddam, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Saddam is to accept the blood. Let me just add one more word. In a kli. Right? There's no mitzvah. If you stood there with your hands, that wouldn't be good. You need to be makabel the blood in a kli. So when the blood is in the air, it's clearly not in the kli. According to all definitions, it's not in the kli. Here you have an added issue that now we know it was never going to land. That's why the Gemara is clearing here. It's Avra Shein Sefer Lenuach. It's Avra that wasn't going to end up landing in the kli. That's why the Gemara is having a Shaila. So Varon Leib is saying, I don't know why you're going there. Even if it was Sefer Lenuach, I don't think it's Poshet. I don't think even if it's Sefer Lenuach that it's Poshet, that it's already accepted in midair. Right? So, I know, but he's just saying, where do we know that from? We're not learning this Gemara and accepting the facts. You know, I always tell an eighth grader when they take a fahar by me, and I ask them, Hazomen, my first question to every eighth grader is, why do we leave the second pair more than the first pair? They say, yeah, it's Xeris HaKasov. I said, don't be such a maimon. When you learn the Gemara, you should be an apikaris. You want to be a lump and be apikaris. When you learn the Gemara, don't you say it's Xeris HaKasov. The Ramban didn't learn that way. The Ramban gives a whole lump. That's why you believe the second period on the goof of the Yedis. And the Rishonim shvitzed on that. I said, when you learn a sugya, you be an apikaris. Don't be such a... If you want to just learn the Gemara here, like Ani Ma'amin Bemuna Shlema, no problem. Rav Aaron Leib is saying, Mehechateseh. Rav Aaron Leib is saying, where is the Gemara coming from? Mehechateseh. Mehechateseh that... You're standing there with a kli, even if the blood was aimed to be miskabel the kli, mechtes it's called that it was mekubel. But surely if it was ein sofer lenuach, surely, yet the Gemara is clearing, even by ein sofer lenuach, it should be considered like it landed. It didn't enter.
No, it was above it.
If it, If it entered the airspace of the Kli and then the Kli broke, the Gemara is not even clearing. That would be good. That would be good. Rav Aaron Leib is saying, the Brisker Rav is saying, even that's not poshut. Because it has to, like you're saying, it has to land on the bottom. Fine. Once the blood enters the airspace of the Kli, we can understand that there's a definition question. Maybe that's called Kabbalah Saddam. Right? But till the blood enters the ear space of the Kli, nothing is here. Nothing.
I'll tell you a Svara, and it starts with the Verbidin.
And again, the Svara, it's very different. I think this is the point of Rav Aaron Leib. It's very different when you have a din, and now you want to understand what the pshat in that din is. And when the Gemara is clearing a Svara, stamazeh. Then the Svara can't be epis of Svara. Then the Svara has to be so strong. It's such a powerful Svara that even though there's no source to it, that, you understand Rav Aaron Leib's kasha. Rav Aaron Leib's kasha is where you're coming from. You must have not, so Yossi, so what we're not interested in is a kvetch Svara. We're interested in, it's such a powerful Svara that the Gemara from nowhere is saying, well, maybe we say that. That you're making it worse.
No,
Zev, you're making it 1,000 times worse. You're saying it's still the neck, so there was no Kabbalah yet. I understand. Forget Chatzitza. Now the blood landed on the floor. Let's go to the end of the story. The end of the story is the Kli broke. The blood went through. That's another question. Meaning, if you look in the Rambam, and this is what we were schwitzing on 2 weeks ago. If you look at the Rambam, the Gemara, and Rashi is also doing it that way. The whole shaila of the Gemara is like this. You're holding a Kli. The Kli breaks. Right after you shechted the behemoth, the Kli breaks. And now the blood goes through the Kli. Not through the Kli, through nothing. Because it's not a Kli anymore. It's not a Kabbal Tum anymore. It's not a Kli. Goes through this and comes out the bottom and goes on the floor. What would be the Kli broke? And you're a lump. The Kli broke, you went, okay, there's no Kli anymore. So you threw the Kli away. Because there is no Kli. You threw the remnants away. You're not holding on to a Kli anymore. This is just an imaginary Kli, right? Once the bottom breaks, it's nothing. No, I'm saying you could hold your hand like that too. It's nothing, right? So I'm asking you a shaila. What would be if the Kohen, he's a lamdan, he's not a Hamoritz, the Kli broke. So he says, why should I go like this? Just throw the Kli away, right? Guess what? Over there, there's no shaila, zikha no good. So what I'm telling you is, Before, in other words, he goes, no, he shechts the behemoth, the blood comes, the Gemara Shaila is, now the blood's here, the Kli broke. But he, like a klutz and boidim, he stood there like this, right? Really, the klutz and boidim, a lamdan would go, oh, what am I standing here like a dummy?
And then, if
he throws
away, it's clearly
then there's no Shaila. Listen to Rambam. This is the Rambam. The Rambam comes, he brings down this halacha. Rashi also, by the way, if you look at Rashi, he's meduik like this as well. The Rambam comes. The Rambam zogt azeh. The Rambam zogt. Hoyo mekabel adam. Vinifchas shulei ha-mizrok. Koidim shiagi adam lavir ha-mizrok. ואחר כך הגיע אדם לאוויר המזרוק הנפחס. אף על פי כן לא נסקדש אדם. זוק דה רמב״ם, how's he touching our Gemara? The Kli broke. The blood went into the broken Kli. So now if you would say, אביר שאין צפל נוח כמונח דומי, then the blood would be נסקדש. When? When it's in the nothing. It's in a tube. It's not in a Kli Yehuda.
It is.
Oh my God. This is going from bad to worse.
No, because the idea is that it fell out. He didn't pick up a tool. This is the clue that the Rebbe is saying now is being at this point. He didn't pick up a tool. He picked up a tree. The whole point is that he didn't pick up a tool. That's the whole point.
I need a schnapps now from
it wasn't a
cleat.
It
was, but it isn't anymore.
When it tried to hit the bottom and there was no bottom there. Till that point it was a cleat.
Should we read the Rambam again? Let's read the Rambam again. Zok the Hilke Rambam. Zok the Rambam. Shulei Hamizrok. Okay? Shenifchas. You don't listen to Rambam. The bottom of the kli broke. When, Zok the Rambam, when? Koidem sheyagia hadam la'avir hamizrok. Before the blood got there. So it broke when the blood was here. I agree. Now, even what I'm trying to say is, Rav Aaron Leib's kasha is many, many times more difficult once the Rambam comes in. Because whatever kvetcherai the oilam would have to say here, right, would be along the lines that the blood's already called like it was accepted here. Okay? That's the only reason it's good. Because when it goes through the no kli, like you said, it was a kli.
It is a kli. It's a form of kli. It's not a no kli until it gets to the bottom and it's shenifcha. You can die in the words of the Rambam. In other words, once it came to the bottom and there was no bottom there, right, at that point it's not a kli.
You think that's serious? When a kli is nifchas, it's still makabel tumah?
No, not a kli.
I think you just said it is a kli.
But at what point was it called?
I'm asking you a question. I'm holding a kli. The thing breaks. Right? Nothing is being poured into it. Stam! I'm holding a kli, it breaks.
Right, and nobody realized
what? Not nobody.
It wasn't a dope. He was standing there holding it because he was...
Forget the guy. I'm giving you a different case. Meseches Kelim, we're not learning kachim. I pick up a cup. Okay? The cup now breaks. The whole bottom breaks. It's no longer a kli. Right? Now somebody, a tumei meis goes, touches the cup. Is this makabel tumah?
No, it's not a kli.
What? But nothing got poured yet. Nothing got poured and came out from the other side yet. What? So when does the kli become ois kli? You're contradicting yourself. I just asked you a shaila. If a kli broke and nobody poured anything down.
One is Masechtas Kachrim, one is Masechtas Tumah Tahara. It's a different thing.
No, it's not. You need, in order to be makabel the blood, you need a kli that's ois gotten a kli in Ilchus Kalim. If I'm makabel blood in a kli that's not a kli in Masechtas Kalim, I'm not makayim kabel. Right? So, I have a kli here. The kli is not a kli because the bottom broke out. So all I'm saying is that any pshatim that you would want to drum up, right, and we'll use Zev's dictionary, what Kabbalah Sadam means, right, it's all you'd be doing is stretching what Kabbalah means, meaning as long as I'm holding a kli over here, it's like the blood was already accepted. Okay, so now the kohen could go and throw the keli away. But no, that the Rambam says, no, have a minute that would work. The chiddush is that achakach bo adam la'avir Mizrak HaNifchas. Now the blood went through the broken kli. Now maybe it should be good.
What is this
shayla? It's a pella.
What is this shayla?
You know what I'm saying? Any possible pshat that you would want to say, it's almost like the Rambam is basically throwing out any possible logical pshat that would make sense. And then
it goes into the kli.
Into the non-kli.
Into the non-kli. And the Rambam says, in that case, the dam is not kosher. Why? Because I would think that since it's a non-kli, it's parama, shouldn't make a difference at all. And underneath...
And therefore what?
And therefore the dam is still good, until either it hits the floor when it becomes kosher, or there's another kli underneath it that catches it. And so therefore the Rambam says, I'll tell you what, it's really a chatzitza, and no matter what you put underneath it, the dam is no good. Even though it's for non-kli, right? It's a non-kli. A non-kli, I would say, maybe is
Zev. Terrible. Zev, if you shech the behemoth and you have nothing,
so you're not even in the parish
I'm not understanding you at all. When does the blood become possible?
The blood becomes possible when it goes through the avir of the non-clean.
He said
it's possible when it goes through that.
No. No, he says even in that case where it goes through the kli, even so, it's still not good.
Of course, right? I would only think it might be good. Because if I have a kli underneath that, and it goes through the non-kli, what if I go ahead and I have a kli that's better?
That would be kosher.
No, the Rambam is saying it's not good.
No. No, the Rambam is saying then it landed on. The Rambam is saying and then it landed on the floor. All he's saying is loin is skadish adam. It's no different than blood that didn't go into a kli at all. He doesn't say it's possible.
He says it's
loin is skadish. And now if you took another kli under it, makabel gizun tehet, because nothing happened. The Rambam's emphasis is not that now the blood has a problem. The Rambam is saying it. We don't look at it like it landed. That's his whole wording. It's avresh and sofel nuach is lav kemunach dami, and therefore, when it goes through the kli, it's not considered that it was accepted. Loy niskadesh, not nifsal. Loy niskadesh, the blood was not miskadesh. Those are the Rambam. Well, that's totally. Actually, the Gemara here is going that if you hold Avishain Soifel Anuach Lav Kamunach Dami, you would still be able to be Makabalit. It's better. The Rambam is trying to explain why the blood is no good based on the fact that it went through the Kli. It doesn't make it kosher. Loi Niskadesh Adam. The blood didn't get Kedusha. But all I'm telling you is the Rambam is explaining our sugya, and he's telling us that on the tzad of the Gemara that it would be good, it would only be good upon entering this bottomless tube. And the question is, that makes zero sense. Because the only way to explain that the blood would be kosher would be that we would say it's as though the blood landed in the kli. That would be the whole lumdus, that it landed already. We all know, we're not amaratzim gemurim, we all know that if blood goes into a non-kli, it does nothing. So the only reason why it would be good, meaning, what would be the halacha of a kohen, if a kohen took a tube and put it under the neck? Is there any shaila that it would work? Of course not. Of course it won't be good. The Gemara's shaila here is only because you took out of something which was a kli. Why does that do any better? Because then, prior to the event of it breaking, maybe we look at it like it already landed in something that was a kli. That's the only way to understand, even if we would get past Rav Aaron Leib's question. And we'd say, you know what? For some reason, the Gemara had Ruach HaKodesh, that there may be such a din called and therefore we look at it like it's already in this kli. Before it became a tube, it was already a kabol. Okay? So then why in the world does it have to go through the tube? That's a stirim in Eubay. To tell me that it would have to go through the tube would mean that you're saying it wasn't considered a kabol up here. Because so long that you're being machshiv the time that it went through the tube, means you're saying that was nothing up here. And when it went through the tube, it wasn't a kli, it was a tube. So why is it better than if you took a tube from Bereshis Baruch Hakim? Which clearly wouldn't work. If you took a tube, if you took a... It would be zero.
What? It's
exactly. 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 The Gemara Shaila here is only one Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is, this is not like you took a tube, because you took a kli. So it's better. And if we say, Avershein Soifel Nuch Kamunuch Domi, so then we're going to consider it like it already landed. And it already landed not in a tube, it already landed in a kli. That would be, now again, we don't understand why you would think that. That's the elephant in the room. We don't understand why you would think that. But let's even say that we could throw out, Nizri can be Achabura, Yossi could Zichah throw something out, Zev could rewrite the whole thing, right? So we'll come up with some kind of logic. But the logic, but when the Rambam is taking the bottom out of any svara that you could say. Because the Rambam is saying that... That's another kasha. Obviously, that's going to answer the kasha.
Because we start off by saying that the Verinim have to be Lekoy Hakli, and then both the Rambam and Rashi say not Lekoy Hamanish.
Okay.
The Avir above the
Kli. Okay.
So now come the Talmidim with the Shaila Boimine, that if the Verinim above the Kli are considered Lekoy Hakli, the blood itself,
good, good. I'm ready for argument. For argument purposes, I'm ready to accept what you're saying. I'm ready to accept what you're saying, even though I don't agree with it. Okay, but for argument purposes, I'm ready to accept it. What I'm telling you is that the Rambam puts a hole in that too, because the Rambam says that the Gemara has no shaila whether the blood above, when the veridim are above the kli, at that point it's good. The Gemara shaila only is if the blood entered the broken kli after the kli broke, prior to the blood entering the airspace of the kli, and then the blood entered the broken kli, maybe then it's good. So the Rambam is basically taking this potential of Yusva, which again, I don't hear what you're saying. I don't hear why you're just saying it's included in the Gemara. Fine. But I don't, Rav Aaron Leib is saying, where did the Gemara get it from? You're just saying it's included in the Gemara. But that's not the point. The Rambam is forcing us not to learn that way.
Why?
See, without the Rambam, somebody here said Kluta Kamishoncha. Who said Kluta? Heshi, who said it? Somebody threw out Kluta Kamishoncha. So, Kluta, basically, Rambam Leib is saying, why would you say Kluta? There is a din in Mesech HaShabbos, such a halacha called Kluta Kamishoncha. Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kamishoncha Dami. So, Kluta Kamishoncha Dami Taka means that even though the thing didn't land, we look at it like it landed. Okay? It's not like we don't have such a thing. Now, again, that is a hilchasa. Rav Aaron Leib is saying, Mechtesid is such a hilchas here. Fine. That would be the only way to understand it. Meaning, and that's what you're trying to say as well. We look at it when it's up there like it already landed. Okay? But the Madama of Kluta Kamishoncha Dami holds you chayev at that point. So in other words, let's say you have a Rishus HaYochad, the four walls. Okay? You throw something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochad. So the Madama of Kluta Kamishoncha Dami holds, as soon as it enters the airspace of the Rishus HaYochad, it's like it landed. Now, what would happen if the walls would fall down prior to the Chayfet's landing? So it went from being Rishus HaYochad to Karmel, you'd be Chayef. You're Chayef already in the air. Okay? It's the whole longness of Klita Kamishoncha is we don't care what happens afterwards. It's irrelevant. Because so long that you care what happens afterwards, you're basically saying it didn't happen yet. So the Pell on the Rambam is that the Rambam is requiring, in order for Avishain Seifel Nuch Kamunach Dami, in order for it to work in the Havamina, it would only be if it went through the broken Kli.
That's the bigger kasha, by the way.
But that, again, it's not just bigger. It throws out any possible interpretation of Kamunach Dami.
Isn't it just understanding the Rambam rather than understanding the Rambam without being able to understand the Gemara?
You could start however you'd like. You could start however you'd like, but we have to end. We have to get to the end. We don't have an end. If you're Medayik Yossi in Rashi, you'll see that exactly what the Rambam is Rashi Shittas to. Rashi also learns, there's no Havamina. If the blood doesn't enter the Kli, there's not the Kli, the non-Kli, there's no Havamina. No, not purpose. I wanted. I just don't want to be a dummy. I don't want people around me thinking I'm a dummy. That's not what I'm... Yossi. But it is right. The blood comes out. The bottom of the kli breaks. Envision this is slow motion. I turn to the guy next to me. I go, Rabbi Yid, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, is this a kli? He goes, no. Reb Chaim, is there any purpose for me to continue holding this non-kli? If I was...
Yes.
No, the Rambam at the end says no. The Hava meaning, there's a Hava meaning that yes. We don't understand what the Hava meaning is. The Hava meaning is, by you being a dummy, you're making something good. You turn to Reb Chaim, you turn to all the Gedele Ador, you go, aren't I being dumb holding this? Is this a kli? No. Is there anything going like this and going like this? No. So, is there really any reason for me to do this? No. So what do you do? So stop being a monkey. You're doing a ma'aseh koyf. But the Rambam is learning it's not koyf. It's lumdus. He's saying, that's the lumdus of the Gemara. The lumdus of the Gemara is, by you continuing to hold the non-kli, and the blood goes through the nothing, you're doing something. That's what I'm saying. So the Rambam, really you should know that the Rambam is really, I hold, coming to super duper answer of Aaron Leib's question. Not making it worse, he's making it better. The Rambam is saying Mech Teser. The Rambam that holds of Aaron Leib's kasha is Gevaldik. That's of Aaron Leib's kasha. Ravan Leib's kasha is Mech Teser. The Rambam that holds that way. That's why the Rambam holds taka, if you took the clean food in the garbage, taka would be nothing, precisely because of Aaron Leib. So we'll see what the pshat in the sugi is, but that's the... I really wanted to finish today, but I feel we're not going to. Okay, I'm going to give the Olam some more Maram HaKaymas. Please. If the Olam can get to the... just another couple lines Gemara from where we got to at the end, to Sheikhet, it's a fascinating sugya here, of Omar HaVzeir, Omar HaVyechanan, HaTzeichem Eizen HaPar, right? V'achakach Kibol Domo. Meaning a person shechted the animal, then he made the animal a moon, and then he was makabel the blood. That's the next sugya, but it ties into the sugya. So if the Olam could look till the bottom of the Omar, basically, for next week, and I'm going to give you two Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Psuli HaMukdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Choftes, and Halacha Lamed, and two Minchas Chinuchs. Mitzvah Reish Peizayin Ois Ches, and the next Minchas Chinuch, Reish Peiches Ois Beis. Okay, so you got it? Perek Aleph, Psuli HaMukdashim, Halacha Choftes, and Halacha Lamed, and the Minchas Chinuch is in Reish Peizayin Ois Ches, and Reish Peites Ois Beis. Then we'll come to next week, Belina, then we'll come to Sikkum.
So maybe this Rambam is just helping us understand Masechta Shabbos, Pelulot, and Pishon, and Kadami. Let's say it's something into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it's before it gets into the...
It's like Marav Sikkum, though. This is... No? This is Mamas
Marav.
No? Oh, thank you. It looked very interesting.
It's very interesting. Even his full color pictures of all the processes.
Maybe. Oh, wow.
In the back. I don't know. But I don't find that he's fair and impartial.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
Oh, means a machmir, you mean?
Yeah, a little bit, I feel.
Okay.
So
thank you.
It's very good.
I love the picture by the cave of the Yismachmash. You know the Yismachmash, when he moved into that town.
Yeah, I know. What is he doing here?